And now, the rest of the story. All day, today, right now, in Vienna, Austria, visitors have been standing in line, waiting to get into the Museum of Fine Arts. It is tourist season, and once inside, the largest congregation of visitors will be in front of Allerheiligenbild, a painting by Albrecht Dürer. It is a painting with more than 100 faces, but inevitably the visitors' eyes are focused on the one face of someone they all know. In my possession is a full-color reproduction of a segment of Allerheiligenbild. I showed it around my office. "Did you recognize anyone in this picture?" I asked. Invariably, the answer was, "Certainly." And each in turn named him. I showed the painting to friends and to family. "Is any face among these someone you know?" And there is one everyone knows, without any exception. I'll show it to you sometime when we've an opportunity. Indeed, in any library of art, this painting is available, having been reproduced many times. And where the artist sought to focus your attention on one face, your eyes will be riveted on another, and you will ask anyone with an earshot, "How in the world did he get in there?" Now, let me tell you how this painting came to be. In the year 1508, a wealthy metal merchant in Frankfurt, Germany, endowed an old people's home, a hostel for single old men called the House of the Twelve Brothers, and he wanted an altarpiece for its new chapel, and he commissioned this artist, Dürer, a friend and a contemporary of Raphael, to paint the Allerheiligenbild, the All Saints altarpiece. It took 3 tedious years. In the year 1511, the work was completed. It dares to paint a likeness of God. No, I mean God, separate from Christ. And also with the dove of the Holy Spirit hovering. In the foreground, the emperor and the pope. And there is a choir of angels. And there's a wreath of cherubs. You'll find Mary in the painting. You'll find John the Baptist kneeling. But below these figures, a circle of kneeling people, humans, including, in the lower right portion of this masterwork, and if you have any question about what I'm about to say, go to any library and ask to see a collection of the works of Dürer, D-U-R-E-R, and therein you'll see an unmistakable face. The artist's vision of an ideal Christian world embracing church and state and everybody. By the way, let me say that the face of the Emperor Charlemagne is an idealized picture, but the face of the man you know is graphic. It's almost photographic in its likeness. And that's the face which is stopping the crowds today in the Vienna Museum. The Albrecht Dürer room of the Vienna Museum is guarded by guards who say they cannot wait to see the expression on the face of the man in that picture when someday he personally visits the museum. For the likeness is unmistakably Bob Hope. "Bob, you rascal. Now we know you have to be at least 475 years old now that we know the rest of the story."